Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the new toy I've got, the Cock Block. I'm going to be telling you what it's used for, how to use it, and what's inside the box. So as always, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you about the new toy I've got, which is the Cock Block. So you might be wondering, what's it used for? And that's the act of frotting. If you don't know what frotting is, I've already pre-prepared a clip for you to show you what it's all about. So the act of frotting is two penises rubbing together. This is also known as frottaging, frottage, and frot. Think of it as sex with another man without actually any penetration. So that's what frotting is. If you didn't know, you do now. So what I'm going to show you now is what you get inside your Cock Block Toys box. Okay guys, so let me show you what's inside the Cock Block box. As you can see at the moment, I am taking off the plastic wrapping that's on the outside of the box. I came prepared for this video and I have a small blade just cutting around the outside of the box, not to damage it. Once the plastic wrapping is off, you can almost feel straight away the quality of what's going to be inside. I always think you can tell how good a product's going to be by the quality of the box. And this looks and feels really good. You can see there's some embossing of the letters of the logo. Anyway, I'm not here to show you how good the box is. So let's speed this up and let's get inside. Yes, I could have made an effort to get the lid off faster, but I do like it when it just slides off. So the first thing you see when you open the box is the instructions on how to use the Cock Block. And as you can see, it's fairly straightforward. Lube up, get into position, and get fucking. On the back, it tells you how to use your toy safely, how to clean it, how to look after it, and how to store it. Now I'm going to start taking a look at the toy itself, and I'm going to start by one of the sleeves. I have the Cock Block that comes with the standard sleeve and the tighter sleeve. The one I'm opening now is the tighter sleeve. If you do buy the standard Cock Block, you can buy the tighter sleeve at a later date, but why not treat yourself and get both at the same time? There's a link for both in the description below. Both sleeves are made of TPE and have ribs all the way down the inside. This means you and your partner will get extra stimulation from these ribs on the inside. As you can see at the top, there are two holes that you put your willies into. So that's the tighter sleeve. Let's have a look at the standard sleeve and the Cock Block itself. The Cock Block itself is made of solid silicone, and to change the sleeve, all you need to do is pull the red sleeve out. Try to be as gentle as you can because you don't want to damage the sleeve itself. Whilst this in the bag, I can pull it a little bit harder. Once out, you can see that the actual Cock Block itself is extremely flexible, and this is so you can squeeze the toy and get even more pleasure out of it. Now what I'm going to do is show you the standard sleeve. Once I have finally gotten the second sleeve out of its bag, I'll show you the difference between the two. On the outside, you can't really tell much of a difference, but if you hold the two together, you can see the one on the left has a slightly narrower hole at the bottom. The tighter one is ever so slightly heavier, and the angle of the holes are slightly different. To put your sleeve back inside the Cock Block, all you need to do is line up the two holes and push it back in. Make sure your Cock Block and your toy are dry at this point. If you have some regen powder, put some on the outside of the sleeve and on the inside of the Cock Block, and this will make it slide in easier. So there you have it, that's what you get inside the Cock Block with the tightener sleeve. Remember, you can buy the Cock Block with the standard sleeve on its own. There is a link in the description below. If you are finding this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. One thing I did notice, on the inside of the lid comes with this really cool bit of art. All Cock Blocks come with this image inside, and when you shine it in the right light, the actual image moves. So as I said earlier on, there are ribs that run along the inside of the toy. I'm sure the camera's not picking them up as well as I'd hoped to, but trust me, they are there. So these ribs on the inside replicate the fingers that are gripping onto the two penises. And as there is so many running through the inside, it's double the pleasure. So you might be wondering, how's the Cock Block meant to be used? Well, don't worry, I've got a clip for that as well. To show you how the Cock Block works, I have enlisted two bananas. And I've enlisted these because I don't want a community strike, as much as people will probably want to see me actually using this. So what you do is put your willies either side of the two holes in the top. Then you both take turns having sex with the Cock Block, with the other person's willy rubbing against yours. Now this is difficult to not use this as a normal stroker, pleasuring both willies at the same time, but if that's what feels good for you, then why not? As you can see, it's fairly straightforward to use. But as I said in that clip, it is difficult sometimes not to use it as a stroker. But whatever way you do choose to use it, it's perfectly fine. So a little bit more about the toy now. As you can see, there are two holes at the end that you penetrate. And as the other end's open, it's not restricted on length. Inside the body of the clock block, there is some movement. And this allows people with girth to be able to use it. And don't worry, if you're not as girthy, you can give it a slight squeeze whilst you're using it, and it does contract quite a bit. Now, the distance the penis has to travel before it rubs the other one is about an inch. And what I mean by that is the two holes that are separating the penises. Now, there is lots of things I like about the cock block, but the one big thing I do like is that it is the brainchild of one person. So if you really want to support an independent business, this is the toy to have. And this is the toy you're only ever really going to need. I am going to be making some follow-up videos with people that I've used the cock block with. So if you want to see those, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button. If you do want to get your hands on a cock block, then there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of cock block's profits if you choose to buy something. That's it for this video. Don't forget to like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.